You're listening to an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
You are listening to RNIB Connect Radio. Sarah Cobb always had sight loss from birth. However, in 2021, her sight loss suddenly deteriorated, but that has not stopped her from not only studying, but also getting involved in Goalball. Sarah is here to share her story with us. Sarah, thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me on the radio.
Tell us a little bit about the background about your sight loss. What is your sight condition and what caused the initial visual impairment?
I was born with a cerebral visual impairment, which includes a left hemianopia. And I've always had that since birth because I have other multiple lifelong conditions, which include cerebral palsy, which is where the visual impairment comes from. Basically, it's because of the cerebral palsy that I have the visual impairment in the first place. But then in 2021, within the space of a week and a half, my eyesight just suddenly deteriorated very significantly. And to this day, still no one knows why. So it's just the adapting to life with the sight that I've now got compared to the sight that I had before.
So when it comes to you adapting to life with sight loss, when it was quite varied because it deteriorated suddenly in 2021, how did you find adapting to life with sight loss throughout kind of your time so far with the varying levels of sight loss changing?
Because I was so used to having the amount of sight that I had for 16 years, I didn't really know any different. But then when it all deteriorated and stuff in 2021, and the fact that it was so sudden as well over the space of a week and a half, it was like everything I knew had gone. So it was like I was reborn in a way, in the fact that I've had to navigate new ways around places and just finding different ways to do things. For example, like I now have a long white cane that helps me to navigate new routes and things. And yes, I have to get really close to things now to be able to see them. But I guess it's just helped me find who I am in a way, because my sight loss has also opened up quite a few other opportunities for me. So it's been good, but it's also had its bad points.
What have you found the most useful and the most helpful when, you know, having to deal with that sudden requirement to adapt to a life with more sight loss?
I think just people being so accommodating and always offering to help me and providing, and especially my university lecturers providing resources in large print and in advance. And like everyone's just been really helpful in helping me to adapt, because it's not just me who's had to adapt. It's also, for example, my family who have known me with the eyesight that I had before and the eyesight that I have now. It's not just me who's having to adapt, but it's also my family as well.
How have you found your family adapted to your change in vision?
They've been absolutely brilliant, like giving me large print books and just always being there and just supporting me emotionally, because this is as difficult for them as it is for me, because the uncertainty of not knowing what has caused the sight loss, it's like I know it's me who's experiencing the sight loss, but it's like we're all experiencing it together, because the fact that none of us know what have caused it, and it's now just trying to learn to live with the sight that I have got and accepting that the sight that I have got at the moment is probably the sight that I will have for the rest of my life. So it's just trying to come to terms with that, really.
How do you find studying with sight loss? Because when you started studying, your sight loss was more severe than you were used to. How do you find your experience of university from start to the stage you are currently at?
Actually, university has been quite easy in that respect. If anything, sixth form was the harder one, because I started sixth form with the decent amount of sight, but it was at the end of year 12 that the whole sight loss thing happened. So again, everyone has to adapt to that, like my teachers, my teaching assistants, everything. But coming to uni, all of the support staff and lecturers and basically everyone who knows me at uni has known me with the sight loss, if that makes sense. So I don't have to explain what I was able to see before, because they just need to know what I can see now and how that has affected me and what support they need to give me to help me to fully access my studies.
Now, you've also discovered Goalball as well. Can you tell us a little bit about how that came about?
One of my mutual friends, actually, they introduced me to this charity in 2017, I think it was, called Campsite, which is quite local to me. And basically, a couple of years after that, they were just saying to me, "So why don't you try Goalball?" So I did. This was in 2019. So I did that. And then I really enjoyed it for a couple of years until the pandemic hit. So I stopped for a couple of years because of my other medical conditions. I just thought for safety reasons, it's not. But anyway, when I came back to it in 2022 or 2023, I think it was, I've just been really in love with it. And like going to every training session has really helped me to discover who I am and connect more with the visually impaired community.
How much different do you think taking part in such an inclusive sport like Goalball make to your kind of daily life?
It's really good for me because everyone's sight impairment is different. And yes, I know we all wear shades to make it an even playing field, but everyone has a different story to tell. And it's just connecting with others who have visual impairments and just sharing our experiences really of what has helped us, what hasn't, and what we can do to support each other.
And speaking of supporting other people, what would your message be to people who may be new to sight loss or who may have lost their sight very suddenly, especially people around your age, young people where, you know, things can be quite tricky at times? What would you say to them?
Don't be afraid to reach out and ask for help, and don't suffer in silence, because, and make sure you explain as well what you can and what you can't see, because if you explain outright what your sight impairment is now, people will accept it more. Like, I'm not saying people won't accept it if you explain it later on down the line, but the earlier in meeting someone that you say it, the more help they can give you, I suppose.
Fantastic. Well, Sarah, thank you very much for coming on, and we wish you the best of luck with your studies. Thank you very much for sharing your sight loss story with us here on RNIB Connect Radio.
And thank you for having me.
For more interviews, features and shows, go to your favourite podcast provider and search for RNIB Connect Radio.